Yes, welcome back to the show here on World Football Daily. It's been an absolutely storming start to 2013 for Borussia Dortmund in the Bundesliga. Another flying win this Friday, and a man who's going to break down all of the Bundesliga news for us. And of course, we have the transfer deadline coming up as well at the end of this week. Mr. Christian Nayari back on the WFD airwaves for the first time in 2013, joining us from New York City. How are you doing, Christian? It's a pleasure to get you back, mate. Happy New Year to you.
Happy New Year to you too, guys. Thanks for having me back, and eager to get into things, man, and talk about football, put the beer aside.
I hope you're not drinking whilst you're on the show, mate. You need to start as quickly in 2013 as Dortmund have done to try to close down the gap on Bayer Leverkusen. There's been a real intensity to this Dortmund side since coming back from the winter break. What's become of this?
Yeah, it's amazing because, I mean, all throughout the first half of the season, the talk was, oh, this Dortmund side is not the same as it was last year. You know, they're focusing on the Champions League, and that's why the form is a little off in the league. But, you know, I really think that this, it might have just been a case of them taking a little while to just find their best form and for everything to click. Maybe some players came back from injury, so I think that played a part of it. I really think that this team is motivated to really, really push Bayern. And, you know, their performances have shown, I think Dortmund have been more impressive in the last month and a half, and even going into the winter break than Bayern have. Bayern have been winning, and they're setting records. But I think Dortmund's play is really, really the most impressive thing in the Bundesliga right now.
We've known all season that Dortmund are putting a lot of emphasis on the Champions League this year. Do you think it's a case of they got through the group stage, which they weren't able to do last season in the Champions League, and so now they can settle back into focusing on the Bundesliga again? Do you think that's played a part in it, getting to the knockout stage?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, I think the winter break helped. Jurgen Klopp said they had a very, very productive winter break. They trained a lot. They worked out a lot of their kinks or things they needed to address. It's also about getting fitness levels up to compete across different competitions. Like I said, the injuries, getting some players back to fitness so they can rotate. And I think you can expect to see Shaheen play a lot more, which, you know, that was a big high-profile transfer in the winter. I think that's going to help them a lot in just trying to balance both competitions. But I think it'll get a little more difficult when the Champions League resumes again. But I don't think that we'll see the same kind of inconsistent Dortmund in the league that we saw in the first half of the season. I think they'll just get stronger and stronger. Their play is really, really improving. Even from last year, to be honest with you, watching them last year, they were great. But I think there's a new edge, if you will, about their play. Their play has more variety. There's just a greater dynamism and versatility in their play this season.
When you say that, dynamism and versatility, how do you mean exactly? I mean, do you see them moving the ball around more kind of fluidly during these Bundesliga games now? Do you think their pace has picked up? I mean, where are the definitive changes coming? Is it the tactics that have changed, do you think, as well?
I think Marco Reus has really been the biggest difference here. I mean, we all knew about him as a player and how well he did at Gladbach last year and how he would fit in with this Dortmund side, knowing that he was a Dortmund product and, you know, he plays with a lot of these players for the national team. But he's just such a dynamic player that he really, really brings out the best in the players around him, especially players like Mario Götze and Gündogan, who in my opinion have stepped up their game tremendously this season. I mean, both of them have been two of the best players in the league so far, and those three have just really given such a great platform for, you know, for the more direct players like Lewandowski and Błażejkowski. It's just variety in their play. They have so many outlets now that it's difficult for teams to defend and predict what happens.
Christian, is there an impending kind of fragility over this Dortmund side as well, though, with Götze and Lewandowski in particular being linked to moves every other week on the pages of the internet? Is there a worry that this could be their final chance to do something absolutely massive at Dortmund and push for, say, a Champions League trophy?
Perhaps, but I think that's where the brilliance of Jurgen Klopp comes in and his player management, because he's kept his players so grounded over the last 2 years, even when they were winning titles and pressure and expectations just continued to skyrocket. Players were getting called up to the national team. They were beating Real Madrid and City in the Champions League. And all throughout, these players just remained really humble and grounded and level-headed, and their performance never really suffered. And, I mean, losing players is inevitable for a team like Dortmund and with such a high profile. But I think Jürgen Klopp has shown that he can replace players when they left. I mean, Lucas Barrios did so well with them in their first title year. Was said to his departure was said to hurt the team. They picked up right where they left off. Same with Nuri Sahin when he left, and now Kagawa. So I think they'll just keep on going.
And of course, the top side in the Bundesliga is still Bayern Munich. You mentioned there that you felt Dortmund have started better and been better over the last 6 weeks leading into the big break that we had. What's been going on at Bayern Munich, do you think, that's caused them to start slipping up? Because we saw them, they drew three, I think, of their last six games going into the break, and they've been winning, you know, 2-0 wins in the first two games of 2013, but it's not been the same intensity as they had before the break.
No, and if you believe the tabloids in Germany, there's all these stories now about player discontent on the bench with, you know, players like Robin and Gomez, who were injured a lot of the first part of the season. So there weren't really any problems with them not getting playing time. But now they've been back for a while, and Jupp Heynckes hasn't really played them. He's given them a couple of minutes at the end of games, but it's been players like, you know, Müller, and Mario Mandzukic, who have just continued to start, and they're doing really, really well. And now all these stories about Gomez and Robin not happy, and stories about discontent and trouble in the training camp. Matthias Sammer, their sporting director, had to come out after their win in Stuttgart yesterday and say that there's no room for egotism. We don't want players to be single-minded. We have to focus on seeing out the season and continuing our good start. But I think that a little bit overblown. Their performances aren't as good or as stylish, perhaps, as Dortmund, but you don't get points for style anyways. Mm. They're still doing really well. I mean, they set another record, 48 points after 19 matches. That's just the second best start in league history, and conceding 7 goals in 19 games, it's a Bundesliga record. So I don't think they'll be too worried about things like that, about complacency, just yet.
This is a problem that we've almost seen coming, though, with Robin being out injured and Gomez was out injured at the beginning of the season, and how well Mandzukic and Pizarro did in his absence. Should Bayern have not prepared themselves for this eventual return and got themselves ready to steady the ship at this point in the season when everybody's back fit and healthy and wants to play?
You can make a case for that, sure, but I think this has more to do with Arjen Robben than any other player on the team. And in that sense, Robben is kind of an isolated incident, because he's always the player who this criticism stems from or these stories are built around. I think players like Mario Gomez are just great professionals. Mario Gomez has never really said a bad word. He's always accepted his role in the team. He was also benched when Van Gaal was coaching the team, and he trained hard until he eventually worked his way into the team, and he wasn't dropped for almost 2 years. And I think he strives on that kind of competition. Robin is a different story. I mean, even in England, we knew about his kind of eccentric, maybe egoism, and how Heynckes will handle that. I don't know. He might not even be around next season, you know, with Guardiola coming in.
I was going to say, with Pep Guardiola coming in as well and that announcement being made, did you like the timing of that announcement? Do you think it could have maybe been saved and held off until later on in the season, as opposed to doing it through midway through the season? Now players don't really know who's coming and going at the moment at Bayern.
Yeah, honestly, I think they wanted to save it until later in the season, but the story was broken in the Italian press a couple of days before the club actually announced it. And the veracity of those rumors from Italy were really spot on. It came from a personal source and Pep's agent. So Bayern, I felt, had a need to just put it out there and not let things intensify. Maybe if they did, things would have maybe overshadowed their play and their performances to the point where it would have been distracting. So I think the hand was forced a little bit. But I mean, the negotiations have been going on since the summer. If you believe what the press are writing and what Bayern management are saying, they've been after Guardiola ever since the end of their Champions League campaign, where they contacted his brother, and then communication was just ongoing all throughout the fall. And Heinke has also let them know early last year that he wants to retire, and the club's been looking for a replacement. And, you know, I think the details have been worked out way ahead of time.
Do you think Pep's going to be inheriting a side with a bit of turmoil, considering that the way we've seen Robin acting at the moment, and I know you say Gomez hasn't said anything, but at the same time, there's still a very strong battle for that starting one man starting up front. Do you think this is completely what Pep didn't want to be inheriting with this Bayern side, if it continues to build up like this?
I mean, I think a little bit of turmoil is almost inevitable at Bayern, no matter how well they do. It's just the nature of the beast with them being in the spotlight. But, I mean, I think Guardiola is inheriting a squad of very competitive, reasonably professional players who pose too much of a problem. Like I said, there might be one or two players like Robin who might present a bit of a problem. But I think that's Guardiola's strength is player management. In his time at Barcelona, the players he had a problem with, he just shipped them out, like Ronaldinho and Deco. And he continued to work with the ones he did. I mean, you know, you can cite Ibrahimovic and his problem there. But Ibrahimovic, again, like Robin, he's an isolated case. And, you know, he took care of that as well, and the team just continued to do well. What I'm really curious about is what his influence is on the team in terms of tactics and the way just the stamp he wants to impose on the team, whether he'll adapt to Bayern or if Bayern will have to kind of adapt to the Barca model. You know what I mean?
Yeah. No, and it will be interesting to see how that plays out in the Bundesliga next season. We've still obviously got plenty of this season left. Just two quick ones before we let you go, Christian, if that's okay. Firstly, we've been talking a lot about Ribery and how he's been almost the standout player in Europe this season and has gone very much under the radar, although, of course, his trial date was announced a few days ago for the allegations being thrown at him at the moment. But a player that's really been setting the Bundesliga alight has been Diego at Wolfsburg. Now, he's somebody that was pipped to be a great talent coming out of Brazilian football. What's, do you think, has kind of rejuvenated his form to reaching a new kind of height once again? Why is he fitting in so well into this Wolfsburg side this season?
Well, I think it's two things, really. I think first, it's the departure of Felix Magath at Wolfsburg. Those not familiar with Magath, he is a very, very strict, almost dictator-like. I mean, that's his nickname is a play on words of Saddam Hussein. And, you know, which should tell you what kind of the personality or methodology he has in training players. So, I mean, suffice to say, a lot of players didn't really warm up to him or get along with him. And Diego was one of them. Magath benched him and he even kicked him out of the team and sent him to the reserves. So, you know, things didn't gel well with between those two guys. And Magath leaving, I think, really kind of freed Diego up a little bit and just kind of returned the joy a player like him needs to get the best on the field. I also think it's a personal maturation process. In an interview last year, he admitted that, you know, he's grown a lot as a person. There's been a lot of conflict in his life and personal issues that he's had to deal with, but he's a better person now. He's grown as a father as well. He actually sent a letter of apology to Wolfsburg fans, apologizing publicly for his lack of form and not living up to expectations. So I think it's kind of a personal growth. You know, he's had this very kind of cathartic experience as a person and as a player. It's really showing his performances. He's done terrifically. And I think that Wolfsburg in the second half of the season are a side that could come back and really jump from the bottom of the table to realistically actually even making Europe.
Well, it'd be very interesting to see if they can push their way up the table in 13th place at the moment. Christian, last one before we let you go, very quickly indeed. With 12 points separating them, and Bayern breaking all these records, is there still life in this Bundesliga title fight, with considering the way that Dortmund have come out flying in the start of 2013?
No, and if Dortmund were to come back, I mean, it would be a comeback and a breakdown of historic proportions, because no one has ever really made up this gap in league history. anytime a team has led by this many points by the halfway break, they've gone on to win the title. And Bayern have never, ever in the history of the league dropped a margin, I think, higher than 9 points when they were leading. So it would be something quite unprecedented. But, I mean, I don't think it's bad for the league for Bayern to be as dominant as they are now, because the clubs around them are actually reacting really well. In the past, when Bayern were dominating as they are this season, you usually had clubs falling off even further as the season progressed. But when you look at teams like Dortmund and Leverkusen, they're actually raising their play. Their performances are steady, they're consistent, and they're even improving. So I think it's creating a kind of a healthy drive and competitive edge in the rest of the teams.
It's definitely a league always moving up and up, and of course the financial security surrounding the Bundesliga, as well as the attention being brought to it now by Pep Guardiola's move there, and Bayern's performances in general is always going to be good for German football. Christian, it's an absolute pleasure to have had you on the show once again in 2013. Always enjoy getting into a bit of Bundesliga news with you, mate, and we cannot wait to get you back on as soon as possible.
My pleasure, guys. Talk to you soon.
Have a very good afternoon indeed. Christian Nyari there joining us here on World Football Daily to talk all things Bundesliga football. You can, of course, follow Christian on Twitter at capital C Nyari. That's all it is. Capital C Nyari. That's N-Y-A-R-I. Capital C N-Y-A-R-I on Twitter. And Christian, a wonderful chap to have a chat to with on Twitter. Always up for a good laugh as well. Must remind him, actually. We've all seen the FIFA World 11 or the La Liga World 11. We all saw the Premier League Elite. Christian, I think I'm going to have to send a message to tonight, just asking him if he can sort us out with a Bundesliga 2012 All-Star 11 team. Because I would love to see these sides play each other in like a tournament of some sort, in like a friendly tournament. It may be one year that we don't have a World Cup World Cup or European Championships on. Get the maybe the top league, Serie A, Bundesliga, Liga.
Just players though, right? Like just players from the leagues. It doesn't have to be your like. We're not talking like an FA All 11, right?
No. Just players from the leagues.
Interesting. I like that. I like that a lot.
That'd be fun, man. That'd be cool. Love getting into the Bundesliga though with Christian, and always enjoy a bit of Bundesliga. Bayern Munich, still storming away, of course, with two wins from their first two games after the 2013 Christmas break. But Dortmund coming back strong, 3-0 win against Nuremberg this weekend. Kuba with another fantastic performance, came off the bench the other week against Werder Bremen in that 5-0 win and got on the score sheet late on with 5 minutes to go. And of course, getting two goals this weekend. Stuttgart falling to Bayern Munich, though. The gap between those two powerhouses of German football stays the same, but Dortmund moving a point behind Leverkusen after they stumbled against Freiburg this weekend. A 0-0 draw for Leverkusen away at Freiburg, and Dortmund now only a point behind second place, so comfortably moving back into the Champions League spots after we were so worried about them at the beginning of the season. And of course, both them and Bayern have Champions League football coming your way as well. It's absolutely action-packed at the beginning of 2013, and we've got more still coming on this show and this week on World Football Daily. We're going to be getting into all things racism in football, actually, next, haven't we? Alex Labadou from Goal.com is joining us next. We're going to be talking about inequality in football management, and also a little bit of chat with Alex about his upsets from the fantastic weekend of FA Cup football. All that and more coming a little bit later on World Football Daily. We're going to take a very, very quick break indeed. We'll be back. Rafa, I haven't asked you this yet today. Play us some songs, my man.